Well, there was a really bizarre road rage incident that turned deadly down in Pierce County yesterday, and I want to find out the details because this really sounded unusual how it all went down. Pierce County Sheriff's Detective Ed Troyer joins us. Ed, always wonderful to have you on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so run me through the chronology of what happened between these two pickup trucks that got everything rolling here.
Well, the first lesson here to learn is if you just hold your temper in and drive away and don't engage, that man would have been sitting home with his family within about 10 minutes. But unfortunately, something went wrong with traffic, and he started passing multiple cars on a two-lane road down by a windy creek. And when he got out in front, somebody along the way honked at him or did something. He stopped his car. And when he stopped his car, it stopped all the traffic behind him, and he climbed out of the driver's seat with a gun.
Wow.
Where this turns different is the passenger and the car right behind them was also armed. They didn't know each other. Passenger gets out, confronts him with the gun, short change of words, shots fired. The person who originally got out of the truck, upset, blocking traffic, ended up dead. Ended up taking multiple shots. And then the person who did the shooting called 911, and everybody stuck around. So we have good witnesses. We had an off-duty firefighter that was in the area that tried CPR on the victim. And just unfortunately didn't work, and he lost his life. And if he just would have driven home and let it go, he'd be home with his kids and wife.
Wow. And he you have confirmed that he's a married family man?
Correct. We confirmed that he lived in DuPont and that he is married and has kids. And unfortunately for them, their dad didn't come home because of something where somebody let their temper get the worst of them. And, you know, in today's society, if you're going to pull out a gun, you better be ready for somebody else to have one going to confront you. In this particular case, that's what happened. And the person that did the shooting, we didn't arrest, obviously, because he had stopped four or five cars on the roadway, exited the truck with a gun, and that changed the whole dynamics of what was going on. In fact, he may have saved some lives. We'll never know that. But what we do know is that we unfortunately have one person dead over something really silly as a horn honk or passing somebody on a two-lane road that turned into a road rage deal when none of it needed to happen.
Unbelievable.
Pretty sad.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, it's sad for the victim's family. I'm sure it's horribly traumatic for the passenger with the gun who took him down, because responsible gun owners, we hope that we never have to use it. And when you have the ultimate use of force, taking somebody's life, that's traumatic for that guy too, I'm sure.
Well, it was traumatic not only for that guy, but the driver of the other cars and the people that were down there. I mean, they were down there. I was down there last night, and they were all in tears. I mean, it's something, it's not like television. When you actually see that happen in real life and see somebody laying on the concrete right out in the middle of the roadway dying, it's very traumatic. And so we had a lot of people. We had the chaplains down there last night, and there's a lot of people that will never, ever forget what they saw last night. And, you know, there's going to be kids that are going to grow up without a parent. And we have somebody who did the shooting who is going to have to live with that. And not that he did anything wrong,
right,
but it's just that none of this had to happen.
And so from all the eyewitness accounts, the original road rager, the guy who was shot and killed, did he fire any shots himself?
At this point, we do not believe he fired any shots himself. He's the one that came out of the truck with the gun first and pointed it at the car behind him. And that's when the passenger shot back and hit him, killing him. I mean, it was nothing that anybody could do, because there was actually a firefighter paramedic on scene that started CPR and first aid right away. And everybody was cooperative. It's just that by the location of those rounds, there's, you know, unfortunately, he lost his life.
And there's a good teaching point here that I'd like to know. I'd like my listeners to know, too. So as soon as the guy brandished a gun, was the passenger in the right to shoot him? And does he have to level the gun at somebody if he's holding it by his side? What's the standard for those of us who encounter a maniac with a gun road raging out there?
Well, when you encounter somebody with a gun, just like if they're in your yard or your house, you have to be able to articulate the fear of safety for yourself or others around you. And in this particular case, when somebody gets out of a car armed and points a gun at you, that's pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
And you're in fear of your life, or in this particular case, he could have been in fear of other people's lives, because there's more than just him down there. There are others down there. And if you can articulate that, you're okay using the weapon, and that's what it's for, a well-trained person with the weapon. Now, if somebody's stealing your car stereo and you're running down the street, you fire a few rounds out of them,
right,
and you hit him, then you have a whole different story. You're not really in fear for your life at that time. At that time, it's time to call the police, let us do our jobs, and not take that into your own hands.
And all the eyewitnesses were consistent, and were they all grateful that this passenger was able to stop this guy?
Well, most of them were kind of shocked, but all the witnesses were grateful and consistent. But, you know, they just saw a traumatic incident occur, so they're going to be dealing with that for some time, and we're going to help them through our chaplaincy program, and we have other issues. When these type of things happen, you know, the call goes away and something else comes into the news the next day, but a lot of this stays with us, our department, our detectives, our support groups for much longer.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, horrible tragedy for everyone involved, and your message right off the bat, if this guy had just held his temper, he'd be living life today with his wife and kids.
Correct. Yeah, it's absolutely a shame.
Yeah, it is. Well, important story. I'm really glad you come on. Tell us all about it, Ed. Always appreciate your time.
Thanks, anytime.
Okay, Pierce County Sheriff's Detective Ed Troyer joining us. Love to hear your thoughts, 98973. You can text me at 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.